he's got 2 weeks with the players when they come back on August 15th, around that time. 2 weeks to prepare them not only for the season but for the Community Shield, which we now know is against Arsenal, on August 29th. That is pending nobody coming back from pre-season with symptoms of coronavirus, a positive coronavirus test, and therefore they need to quarantine. After the Community Shield on the 29th, he then loses the majority of the squad, certainly the European contingent to internationals, before the proposed Premier League start on September 12th. I think they come back on around the 9th or 10th, and there's a hell of a lot to get into with that. So, like I said on the agenda, this is literally a show in itself in how he manages that copy. The first thing to sort of put into context is that those 2 weeks when they first come back are absolutely pivotal.
The only thing I'd put all of this in the context is, getting a context of, is that everybody in the league's got the same problem, pretty much, depending on how many internationals you've got for that period. They haven't got the community, most of them haven't got the Community Shield in there, but I think we can use that as a very good pre-season friendly against the side that's just beaten us, won the FA Cup, good little test. But everybody else, like our main rivals, so 2, 3, 4 teams, City, United, Chelsea, even if Chelsea get knocked out by Munich, which you expect them to, they're already playing catch-up with us at this point. So at least we've got, as much as it's a nightmare, at least we've got a head start on all of them. And I think because of the break they had for the lockdown and then where they've got to with their fitness levels, it would be really interesting to see the setup at every other club. But you know, we've seen loads of talk, because we've won the league, of how we operate behind the scenes. And there was a brilliant bit of Klopp even just talking about the nutrition department, and how as soon as lockdown happened, Mona set up like an Amazon delivery type service for the players. So I think behind the scenes, what we've got, which puts us well ahead of everyone else in this setup, is we can get our players back to pre-season in pretty good shape. And I'm not sure everybody else can do the same thing.